Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Welcome to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, here every Friday. This is CITR Radio, broadcast from the UBC campus, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, BC, and we're in summer mode. Hope you've enjoyed your summer, got out to a lot of festivals and whatnot. Don't forget, Kirtan Vancouver is coming up on the 18th, and I interviewed Jeffrey Armstrong last week. He will be presiding over the festival this year in Vancouver. Great devotional singing from the East Indian yoga tradition. So that's an interesting festival that you might not have thought of. So here on the show this week, I'm going to be getting back into featuring an older band from Australia, Cold Chisel. I guess it's about time. I really needed to get to them eventually, because they're probably the most, as far as Australian, like, I mean, let's face it. Okay, I'll say up front, this is a mainstream band. I mean, this is the big Australian rock band that everyone knows. And the songs you're going to hear now, you'd hear on commercial radio in Australia. I will admit it. Maybe not all of them. A couple of them are very obvious ones. But I thought, you know. And so it'll be interesting to play for you guys here in Canada if you haven't heard of Cold Chisel, because it's just the way it works. Some bands become heroes in their home country and are never heard of elsewhere. I mean, look at, I guess, the Tragically Hip, you know. I don't know how many people in England are huge Tragically Hip fans. Maybe there are a few, I don't know. Same could be said of Cold Chisel and Canada. I can't imagine many people would know of them. But back home, they're working class heroes. So they're a straight-ahead rock band, hard rock band, that formed in the 70s. So they originated in Adelaide, and they had a lot of chart success from the late 70s up and through, I mean, even into all the way up to 2011, they kind of sporadically reformed and retoured. They had a fair few releases, starting with a debut in 1978, all the way up to the last wave of Summer Record in 1998. And, oh, I just seen on the website, there's another album, 2012. That's interesting. The band had their beginnings in 1973 as a heavy metal cover band in Adelaide. And mainstays of the band, of course, are Don Walker, the keyboard player, and guitarist Ian Moss, drummer Steve Prestovich. So they all met there in Adelaide. And they were soon joined by Wildman frontman Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy Barnes has a loud, screechy voice. And after Cold Chisel kind of had a hiatus, he went on to have a really long, accomplished solo career in Australia. He's very much a mainstream, celebrity musician in Australia. And he was always a character of a man, like very a very heavy drinker. So the Cold Chisel shows were known for being very loud rock shows with, you know, the singer, a legend has it that Jimmy would down a full bottle of vodka kind of like each show And of course, he's rumored to have had numerous liaisons with female fans before settling down to becoming a family man. So I guess he's a bit of a, like, Bon Scott kind of character. And he has Scottish ancestry. So anyway, but the thing is, like, they're an interesting band. To be honest, I didn't grow up. I mean, I guess being of an alternative mind, I just kind of avoided Cold Chisel because I thought, well, that's just a mainstream band. I don't want to know about them. But, you know, I think it's time for me to reconsider and really listen to what they were about. And the keyboard player Don Walker was actually a very good songwriter, and the band's music is not completely one-dimensional, although it may appear at first. He is in the front of the compilation here I have here, at least talking about their early kind of sound. Here's what it says inside. Dead-end jobs in the bank and the public service, countless drunken nights at the Stardust Hotel, Cabramatta, clumsy experiments with drugs and girls, North Coast summer holidays, terrible early morning pizzas at Fairfield Station, not caring too much about anything but the nights and the weekends, the suburban blues and 1,000 Cold Chisel shows. So they were a working man's band, and wrote songs that appealed to people who were dealing with realities of life. And Don Walker, the keyboard player, had quite a way of observing the world, and he wrote some subtle social commentary into the lyrics of these songs. And one in particular, of course, K-San, it was the great classic that the band wrote about the Vietnam War. So I'll be playing that towards the end of this little retrospective. But anyway, let's just get straight into the music, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the band as we go along. So first up, we're going to play a track called Standing on the Outside. This is from an album called East, which came out, let's see, East came out in 1980. And here in the notes, so this is perhaps the closest Don Walker ever came to autobiography was this song, which opened the album East. This song, like so many others from that time, was a story of an outsider. If Don wasn't outside the law, he certainly had an empathy for those who had to break out of their chains with whatever came to hand. So this is a song Standing on the Outside, a song for the outsider. And this is from Cold Chisel, hard rock band from Australia. So here you go.
I'm standing on the outside of love. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
On August 18th, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Second Beach at Stanley Park, world-renowned Catan leaders and artists combining music with mantras and chants will perform a free outdoor concert. There'll be vegan and vegetarian food prepared on-site in an outdoor shopping bazaar with vendors selling handmade vegan arts, crafts, clothing, and accessories from around the globe. Proceeds of all sales will go to Food for Life, a nonprofit organization that supplies nourishing vegetarian meals to the Vancouver downtown east side. Catan Vancouver, absorb the sound, ignite your soul. For more information, check catanvancouver.com. CITR, Mantra Radio, and Chant, and Give Peace a Chant presents Women of Bhakti, a new film by Geneva Harrison in its Canadian debut screening. Come to Open Door Yoga at 16th and Arbutus, Friday, August 17th at 8 p.m. to catch this documentary film about women in the Bhakti. Tickets are $20 and include the film, a Meet the Producer opportunity, refreshments, and kirtan. For more information, visit givepeaceachant.org.
And we're back here on CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And I'm hitting you up with some Cold Chisel today. This is a classic Australian hard rock band that they're the working man's band that everyone knows. And but rarely heard of overseas as far as I know. I don't think they really toured anywhere outside of Australia. I'm playing this from a compilation that I should say again, thanks to my secret admirer, because somebody left a whole bunch of Australian music CDs sitting here in the station with my name on it. So I've been slowly getting through them. Last week was The Cruel Sea, because someone left a Cruel Sea album in the little container, and this the Cold Chisel best of too. And again, thanks, because being in a kind of a more of a punk, alternative-minded person, I just didn't really listen to Cold Chisel growing up, because I'm they're on commercial radio. But Don Walker really had he wrote some good songs, regardless of whatever style of music this is. It's very masculine dominant, blues, hard rock. And I said before, the band were known for their drinking. Don Walker really wrote some songs that regular people could really relate to about Australian life at the time, working class life. And so the first two songs you heard there, first up was the lead song on the East album, which came out in 1980. And that song was all about the outside, of course, Standing on the Outside. So great Don Walker pen tune there. And then you had Choir Girl, another Don Walker track. And interestingly, for this is obviously a very masculine, dominant, hard rock band. More tender song there was written from the perspective of a woman who was going through the difficult time of contemplating getting an abortion. So that was what that song, Choir Girl, was about. A topical song from Cold Chisel. Okay, so up next is kind of one of the definitive Cold Chisel songs, called Cheap Wine, with the memorable lyric, Cheap Wine and a 3-Day Growth. So the band was identified with some pretty heavy drinking, and this is what the line in the notes says. A song that became identified with Jimmy Barnes, a man who certainly knew his way around rocket fuel, which is made from three types of white spirit, probably Bacardi, vodka and tequila. The recipe has been lost over time. I can't remember much of those days, says Jimmy, but then I couldn't remember much drinking them. Don Walker is similarly vague, recalling only that rocket fuel had no mixes, no colouring, and no bullshit. here we go. So this is some unapologetic Australian males singing a song about their lifestyle at the time. This is Cold Chisel.
cigar. I drove a foreign car. Oh, baby, that was years ago. I left it all behind. I had a friend, I heard she died. But on a needle she was crucified. Baby, that was years ago. I left it all behind for my cheap wine and a three-day cook. Cheap wine and a three-day cook. Come on, come on, come on. I don't mind taking charity from those that I despise. Baby, I don't need your love. I don't need your love. Baby, you can shout at me, but you can't meet my eyes. I don't really need your love. I don't need your love. Got my cheap wine and a three-day cook. Cheap wine and a three-day cook. But I always be at home with my cheap
Listen up. The deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
All right, here on Stranded, and a little retrospective on Cold Chisel. And this is kind of like, this is the big mainstream Australian rock band fronted by Jimmy Barnes. And fear not, I know this is an indie show, and I will be getting, especially later on in the end of the show, we got some local Vancouver music, and some, we're going to get more into new Australian kind of folky rootsy music soon. But I wanted to play this band because they're kind of, you know, you can't ignore them as far as Australian rock music goes. They were the big band of the late 70s, early 80s, and it's been interesting to listen because I didn't really grow up listening to them. So now, listening to them now is kind of interesting. So, of course, you heard their Cheap Wine. You got Nothing I Want. So Cheap Wine was from the East album, 1980. And 1981's Circus Animals album featured the song You Got Nothing I Want. Okay, so here we are. And we have two more tracks from Cold Chisel coming up. The song we're going to hear next is called Flame Trees, another Don Walker pen track, which is a bit slower than most of their other songs. That song came out in 1984 off an album that was called, let me see here, 1984 for Cold Chisel. That album was called 20th Century. And then we're going to go right back to 1978 because I wanted to, even though we're going chronologically, I wanted to go right back to the very start and play the most well-known song. It's quite iconic. It's called K-San.
Which one of us can tell the biggest lies? Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Market man, I've had the Vietnam cold turkey from the ocean to the silver city, and it's only I the vets could understand about the long forgotten dark side guarantees. How there were no V-Day heroes in 1973, and how we sat in a Sydney harbor, her son opened but I couldn't kiss her. Well, she was lying and I was home to Lucky Land. She was like so many more from that time on. The lives were all so empty until they found their chosen one. And the legs I've been open, but their minds were always closed. And their hearts were held in fast suburban chains. And I never stop to dream. Oh, I'm a growing need for speed and Novocaine. So I worked across the country from end to end. I tried to find a place to settle down where my mixed up life could end. I held a job on an auto rig, flying choppers when I could.
Okay, so there we had it. That's the classic song by Cold Chisel, which came out in 1978. So we went right back to the start of their career. We were going chronologically through some of their records. That's the definitive Cold Chisel track, which was their kind of their first single, I guess. Very well-known song in Australia and probably not well-known elsewhere, but there you go. We're on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'll be right back after this.
Electro Swing Vancouver celebrates its first birthday with special UK guest, The Correspondents. The Correspondents have floored countless audiences, with The Telegraph UK rating them as their top 10 highlights of Glastonbury Festival 2 years in a row. They will be joined by a live vaudeville band, burlesque, and a fire display for an all-around spectacular night. Retro dress is encouraged. Advance tickets are $15 at escv1yearanniversary.eventbrite.ca or at Woo Vintage. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM and So Salacious.
Okay, so here we are on Stranded, and we've got some... we're going into rootsy kind of territory now. So here's a band called The Stetson Family. So they're kind of a five-piece, kind of a bluegrass band from Melbourne in Australia. So here's what the band says, The Stetson Family is a five-piece band of knockabouts from Melbourne, Australia, who bring a fresh twist to the timeless sound of bluegrass and high, lonesome country folk with the homemade songs of Snake Handlin' Preachers, Shallow Bush Graves, Love Gone Wrong, and Wandering Down Life's Crooked Highways. And the band is made up of Nad Budge, John Bartholomews, Colin Swan, Andy Carswell, and Luke Richardson. Luke is on double bass. I always love to see a double bass playing in a band. So the album is called The Devil and His Sunday Best. So this band's from Melbourne, Australia. And let's play a track called Fool's Gold. And then after that, I have a track by a woman named Liz Stringer, so I'll tell you about her soon.
Above our head, we've been dying all this time to drag this out would be a crime. You know something. hearts, babe. Well, you have a better life. You have a better life, and I got words. Have a better life. You get what you want. A sickening, rotting peach. As the blood from the red gum fills the valley. Tracks in the sand, heavy hammers in their hand, and their deals done with their pants down in the alley. Well, you have a better life. You have a better life. Better life. You get what you all deserve. Oh, man, this is too fucked up. In anybody's language, ain't good enough. Cause I've been here almost 15 years. In anybody's language, this is fight or fear.
So you heard a track there from the Stetson Family, bluegrass band from Melbourne. The song was called Fool's Gold, so that's off a record called The Devil in His Sunday Best. And if you want to find out more about that band, go to thestetsonfamily.com. And following that track was Liz Stringer. She has a record called The Warm and the Darkness. She's also from Melbourne. She's a folk blues musician. And so she played you a track called In Nobody's Language off the Warm in the Darkness album. She's one of these extraordinary multi-instrumentalists. Apparently she can play banjo, blues harp, lap steel guitar, very good songwriter as well. So there we have Liz Stringer. LizStringer.com for more details. I'll no doubt be playing her some more in the future. So thanks for listening. We'll be right back with a track from John Butler.
This is Tom Ferris from Mold. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Mystery of Maui. won't you tell me what's going on? 'Cause now I'm gone. Yes, I'm gone, long gone. Oh, I'm gone. Don't care if I write. Oh, carry.
And we're here on CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Now, a gentleman I interviewed a while back is Michael Charles. Now, he's a blues musician. Interesting chap because he's an Australian blues musician who lives in Chicago, and he's been living there for quite some time. And he he's kind of here for good in North America. He tours a lot. And he really was quite fortunate to play with some real blues greats there in Chicago. I mean, that's, you know, the Chicago blues is a genre of music he immersed himself in. He does a lot of original work, but equally, he pays a lot of homage to the lineage of blues musicians, and he plays carefully selected covers in a lot of his shows. And there's a really interesting project that he has going on right now. It's a project called Under the Covers, which is a series of CDs he's putting out, which where he's recording some of the cover songs that he plays at his gigs. And it says here on his website, in answer to numerous requests from fans to have these tunes in their collection, the Moonlight label has commissioned recordings of these special songs to be released as Under the Covers CD single series. Dedicating this collection as a tribute to his following, Michael insisted on using only fan-generated photography in the artwork for these singles. The photos being used on all the CD inserts were taken at his live shows. So I'm going to play for you now couple of tracks off this latest the CD has just been mailed to me here. So this song you're going to hear is called Going Down. So this is a tune which he used to play as a cover when he was playing around with Jimmy Dawkins, who's a blues legend. And it says here in the notes, once again Michael renders his own version and through this recording pays homage to writer Don Nix and the Going Down master, Jeff Beck. So, obviously, the great Jeff Beck has done a version of this song as well. And after that, you'll hear a live song called The Sky Is Crying, which was written by a man named Elmore James, is the original composer. And Michael reflects back on the friendship and numerous performances of The Sky Is Crying with his dear and late great Chicago musician comrade, George Bays, who incidentally was Junior Wells' guitarist. So that's going to be the second song you'll hear, a live track called The Sky Is Crying. So this is Michael Charles, an Australian blues musician, Chicago-based. Here is his cover of the song Going Down, originally written by Don Nix.
Yeah. on the blues capital of the USA. Wouldn't you say this is it?
We'll give you a real traditional blues number here.
Okay. You going to sing on this or just... Okay, I'll be here ready with a microphone.
Thank you.
always crying. Can't you see the tears rolling down the street? The sky is crying. Can't you see the tears rolling down the street? And I wonder where she can be. I was crying, man.
Yes. The blues.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
All right, here on Stranded, it's time for new Canadian music, and let's bring it local with Apollo Ghosts. So, they have a new album out called Landmark. I finally got around to seeing them live. They played it at the Interurban Gallery a few weeks back. So I want to play for you the title track, Landmark, and then Weekend Fantasy. And you can also hear coming up very soon, so Japan Droids and Brustonaut.
Yeah. killing, life that's killing. I know that I haven't seen the life that's killing, life that's killing me. Life that's fallen, life
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Bambino Mukhtar, the superstar guitarist of Tuareg, North Africa, is coming to Vancouver. His electrifying jams capture the spirit of resistance and rebellion and echoes the playing of fellow Africans Kinarien and Ali Faka Touré, not to mention icons such as Jimi Hendrix, John Lee Hooker, and Jimmy Page. You can see him live with guests Van Abba.